So today I am very happy seeing all of you who are loving souls. Today I am going to tell you one story. Everybody loves this, na? There was one man, computer engineer. His IQ was very high. Working in the Silicon Valley, he had a very high position in one company, IT company. But his EQ is very low. You know what happens when IQ is very high and EQ is very low? There is the conflict inside. And conflict inside doesn't stay only inside, it comes out also. He had very good wife, loving wife, and beautiful girl, daughter, but they were not his friends. Actually, no human being was his friend. So who was? The anger. Anger was his best friend. And arrogance also. Yeah, I asked, are you getting translation? Raise the hand, please. They are getting. All are getting. Good. Thank you. So I was telling a story of one man. He had a PhD in computer science, working very, very good at the office, but at home, not good relationship. Always stress, tension. So his wife got cancer. Eventually she died. And then 8 years old daughter, he has to take care of her. He failed taking care of her. And then in office there was the recession, so he got laid off. And he had a very big house. House was on loan. So because of not having any job, house, a bank has taken away. He had to move in a small apartment. So he lost everything. And then one day, he entered in the apartment and saw the daughter. She was packing something in a box. So he screamed, scolded her. We don't have any money. Why you are wasting the things? She remained very quiet. And the next day, in the morning, she presented a beautiful box to her father and greeted on his birthday. He took that box and he felt very light. It seemed like an empty box, but decorative with ribbons and colorful. So he opened that box. It was really empty. Then he called his daughter. Hey, young girl, you should have that much sense. If you give something to someone, there should be something in the box. You should have this much sense. So the daughter's name was Pinky. She said, Dad, I really love you, but I didn't have anything. I wanted to present you something, precious thing. I didn't have anything. So I filled this box with flying kisses and then wrapped it so that it is not empty. This box is filled with my love. I have filled this with flying kisses. So every day in the morning, you can have one. You will be cool and happy. Then Father realized where he was making the mistake. Scolding, screaming her that you are wasting money. We don't have anything. And box was empty. Actually, box was not empty. It was full with love. Love is not any material article, material object. Love is an emotion. It comes out from inside. It is not outside thing. Nowadays people, they think those who are giving many gifts, they love us. Actually, it's not true. We have translated love into material things. But real love emerges from the heart, from inside out. That's the real love that empowers others, strengthens others. Real love makes others happy, content, satisfied. Materialistic love means actually we have given the word love. That's not love. People are saying nowadays, I love my car. Have you heard? Love my car? Car is a piece of iron and many other things. Is jewel, is non-living. And love is a chaitanya, living. It has a current. It charges us. Totally different. So materialistic things, people have started loving them. If I say, I love my car. Okay, good. I have 10 cars. Now, they will not love me. What I am going to get in return? If I love car, can I get love from the car? No. I have to take care. I have to pay insurance. I need garage to keep them. And every car I have to start once a week at least. So much work. I love my big house. Okay, good. You have to take care of big house. Jagdish Bhai, you all may know Jagdish Bhai. He was a chief spokesman, senior brother. He used to make us laugh. If you keep 10 pairs of shoes, what would happen? You will wear one pair of shoes one time at a time. So 9 pairs of shoes, you need space. And then time to time you have to dust it off. So what you have become? It's a servant. We use the word, I love this. Actually, Love is an emotion. Love touches the heart. Love touches the soul. Real love is soul to the soul, not to the object. See the difference. When I love the soul, that current passes to the soul. I get love from that soul back. It uplifts me. So we are using other way round. The world, people are using human beings and loving the objects. Objects are to use them. Human beings actually love them. Then you will be loving. You will remain satisfied. Nowadays people, they say, suppose one says, I love you. Other one replies, I love you too. Immediately. Does it happen? Does it happen? People think it's a manner. Or it has become a ritual nowadays. So one says, I love you. Actually, it means, I want you. Other one replies, I love you too. I have got you. It's a deal. How long that deal will work? How long? It can be broken any day, any time. So heart has been broken. People, they use the word, my heart has been broken. And there is a Hindi song, Hirday ke tukre huye hajar, means my heart has been broken into 1,000 pieces. What would happen? And some fell down here, there, everywhere. Dil ke tukre huye hajar, kuch idhar gire, kuch udhar gire, kuch udhar gire. So if my heart has been broken, what state of mind I would have? Making deals, what would happen to the heart? So, they say I love you, actually behind of this saying, something is hidden. Some they expect, if it is not fulfilled, then love goes away. So in Satyug and Treta Yug, Golden and Silver Age, we were loveful, full with love. Real love. Later on, when we forgot ourselves, then there is the bargain. Deal starts. In general speaking, people say, why do I love you? What you have done for me? It means what? If you do something for me, then I will love. It's a bargain, na? Business, na? So from copper age, we have become businessmen. If I do something for you, then you will have love. If I don't do for you, you don't have love for me. It's a bargaining, making a deals. It's not love actually. Why we had a topic, true love? Actually, love is love. no need to say true love, but we have to say true because there is a falsehood mixed in it. So real love, what is the real love? Actually, God has given us, not us only, Baba has given to each and every soul the factory which produces the love. We all have the factory. But seeing others, if somebody is not loving, I also stop producing in my factory. Stopped. My factory has been locked down. Seeing your factory is locked down, I also stop producing. What would happen? Same happening in the world. Same happening in the world. So Baba comes and opens this lock which were locked. Baba says, you are a soul. And soul's real nature is love. Our innate quality is love. See yourself. Don't see others. We have started seeing others and spoiling our own nature, our own qualities. If you do this, then I will do that. So, where is my existence? Where is my own qualities, specialties? If somebody is not behaving which I like, I want them to behave, then I lose my specialties, my virtues, my qualities. I will be known by my own values. I will be known by my own qualities. This is why Baba always says, Swachintan Unnati ki Sidhi hai. See your own self, don't see others. If I start seeing others, then there is a degradation. So, see your own self. Stay in the present. Don't see the past. What others have done to me, then I can spoil my qualities. See, whole time, whole day, I tell you one fact, where we live our life, whole day. What type of thoughts we create, whole day. We just create thoughts of the past, what has happened. Mind continuously think about the past. This happened, that happened. It shouldn't have happened this way. I am also not going to do this. How much we live in the past? Mind is so busy. If you reflect, you will smile, you will laugh. Mind again and again goes into past, thinking about the past. And those past events, when people have loved us or done something good, rarely we remember. Rarely. 10 times somebody has loved us, that memories are not saved. One time somebody has taught us something or behaved which I didn't like, I save that in the file. I revisit again and again and again. I lose my qualities, my specialties. And then I start behaving as others are behaving. And others are behaving which I don't like them to behave. So what would I become? Is a very good saying, mind your own business. Have you heard this? Mind your own business. Save your own qualities. Stay in the present. And give presents to yourself. Then only I can save my qualities. Stay in the present. Past is the past. Let there be past. Don't spoil your mind by thinking that. Don't allow your mind to spoil. Finished. That scene has gone. Has gone. Preserve your qualities. Preserve your values. You see, living values. If I value my values, then I will be valuable. No matter what happens, I have to see myself, pay attention to myself. This whole world is like an examination hall. Is it? Those who are around us, they all are examiners. Take our test. So in the examination hall, we pay attention to whom? Whom? Others? No. We pay attention to our own self. If somebody is not writing, do I stop? I do my own. So whatever is happening here, that is going to give the result tomorrow. So if I pay attention to me, then only I will pass. So Baba says, love is most precious virtue. Invaluable. Invaluable. No value of love. Diamonds, jewels, all have its own value. But love doesn't have. It's invaluable. I have seen many people, those who have so rich, so many cars, so many houses, big houses, so much wealth, so many things. But they are not happy. They are deprived from love. They say, we have everything, sister, we have everything. But they are hungry of love. Because they don't know how to love themselves. They don't know how to get love. So how to get love? Know your own self. The more you know yourself, the more love you will have. Today, people don't have time to see themselves, to understand themselves. because they are busy in seeing others. They are busy in writing others' script. Go inward. See yourself. What is happening in your inner world? Don't lose your qualities. Preserve them. Preserve them. Nowadays, people are using so many types of chemicals to preserve things. Preservatives. They put in the vegetables or sauce or many things. They preserve things for a year, for 2 years, for 5 years. And it is written expiry date. Right? Same way. Preserve. We have to preserve our qualities. Stay equipped with love. No matter what happens out there, but don't lose your love. Don't see others. Don't become tit for tat. Otherwise, you will lose your quality. Real love emerges from the heart. And then it doesn't stay there. It will spread out there. You can experiment. Preserve your love. Stay loveful. And then wherever you are living, your room, your car, your office, wherever you are living, if somebody else is coming, will feel something. They can translate in right word, but they will say something. Wow, something very good. They will not know what is that. But people will feel the vibrations, the loveful vibrations. Even you can experiment, you are far away, far, far away from someone, and you want to send that loveful vibrations, you can. It reaches there. It will reach there. And you will get an email or text message or WhatsApp message. You will feel that it is coming back to me. It's so wonderful. It's a mystery. Like one is outside world and one is inside world. We can't see, but we can feel. It's a mystery. So first is preserve your quality, produce more and more, and then spread that quality. You will be so valuable, so valuable. Your life will be so enjoyable. People have everything, but they are hungry of love. We don't have anything, even though just we have love, we are so satisfied, so happy, bubbling. Where there is real love, which emerges from inside out, there is the seva. Real seva. See Brahma Baba. How he has done great seva. With only love. In bakery part, there wasn't anything in the yajna. What was there? When we listen to the experiences of seniors, Jagdish Bhai took leave from Brahma Baba, from the yajna, after staying 1 week, and in the bus he was thinking, why I am going down? And then he sat in the train, he thought, I should come back,
Madhuban, why I am going to Delhi? So what was pulling him? What was that? Love. True love was pulling him. It was like a magnet. Dadis, all the dadis, they didn't have any depth of too much classes or anything. But they had a true love inside. Why we want to have a one glimpse of dadis? Why? Real love. Not showing love. Real love. Nowadays in world, people are using more often the word I love you. I love you beta. Phone call begins with I love you, ends with I love you, but I don't think there is love. Real love, no need to say in words. Real love will be loveful. Will be inside, no need to say. Today they have to speak because it is not there. In our age, even my parents, they never said I love you. But they were loving. So real love is not in words. Real love is to experience, to feel it. It emerges from inside out. So in the yajna, how yajna is being run? People, they have a question. When I was in Mumbai, we have many times a press conference. They used to ask the question, ki you guys are holding big events. From where money is coming? Who is funding? Money is not coming from outside. It is each and everyone's love for yajna. They are just continuing. Yajna is being continued by everyone's heart, by everyone's love. No need to ask money. It comes its own. Big events, big premises, babas. Who is doing this? It's our heart. So real love can win others' heart. It has so much value, so much power. Love wins others' heart. Love makes us join, unite, creates a one family. So we have seen from the beginning of the yajna, what was there? It's the magic. It's a really magic. And how to produce in ourselves, activate love by thinking that I am a tiny, invisible soul. Tiny, tiny. Whatever is seen is not me. I am a tiny point of light. And I am an embodiment of love. I am a loveful soul. There is nothing, just love. When I feel myself loveful, then peace comes. Shanti. In true love there is shanti. There is peace. Stillness. Mind will not wander here, there. Shanti. There is power. We feel united. So activate yourself with love. I am an embodiment of love. And then when you feel yourself a tiny, invisible soul, I am a child of the ocean of love. We have seen ocean of water. Is anyone who has not seen the ocean of water? We all have seen, right? What happens? The waves of water coming. The same way, Baba is the ocean of love. Go there. I'm a child of the ocean of love. Dive in that ocean. Waves of love are coming over and over and over. Deep, deep, go into the deep ocean of love. Fill yourself. Love has a power. Real love has power. Once you are equipped with love, then you will feel yourself powerful. I'm a child of the ocean of love. Fill yourself with this. You are here to give. Just to give love. No need to deal. Okay, what you have done, why do I love? No need to deal, to make any deal. Just I am here to give. Become resourceful. Babaji resourceful. Spread that love. Seva will happen its own. Its own. Automatically. So nowadays, people are going too much into the depth, too much speaking. I remember 45, 50 years ago in the Yagya, there was only Pandav Bhavan. And we used to have Yog Bhatti. Yog Bhatti. Not too many classes. Only Murli class in the morning and then night class. Only to share service news, half an hour. Other times, yoga. Go into the depth of yoga. Feel yourself. So for few minutes, we will experience deep dive into the ocean of love. And then we will spread that love to the entire world. Become embodiment of love and then spread everywhere. Okay? And after that, if anyone has any question, you can ask. Om Shanti. Can I request everyone to sit straight? Ask yourself, who I am? I'm a tiny, invisible, point of light soul. I am a loveful soul. Love is my original nature. It's my quality. I see myself a shining star full of love. My heart is filled with soul's quality. What I was searching out, now I know they are in me. That's me, the soul. I am love. I am a child of the ocean of love. The waves of love coming from that ocean. I am swimming in the ocean of love. Baba, you are so sweet, so loving. I fill myself with Baba's love. I don't want anything else. I am full. I'm going deep, deep, deep into the ocean, going to the bottom of the ocean of love. I have filled myself with God's love. Now, I become a channel. The waves of love emerging from Baba, going to the entire world. I become the channel. All the souls are receiving the pure love, the vibrations of pure love. Now,
have filled myself with God's love, I am coming down to play my role. I am an embodiment of love. I have limitless love. I am a loveful soul. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.